You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, guest, and criminal defense lawyer, Laurie Hellis.
What I've been wondering about, and I brought it up on this show many a times, is the extreme disproportion of cases involving current LDS or former LDS members who've either gone off on their own trip of fundamentalism, or they're still actively involved and actively got themselves into some horrible crimes. It's just the percentage of the population that is LDS versus the amount that are being called into these horrible crimes and accused of these horrible things. It doesn't seem normal. It seems like things are a little bit off. And I'm not trying to disparage the LDS faith or anything like that, but it seems that it in some places, it looks like it's been kind of a breeding ground for this sort of fantastical thinking that then goes off the rails outside of LDS and then into some of these more dangerous places.
Well, you're absolutely right. I think it's important to remember that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which is the mainstream LDS church, the church writ large, mm-hmm. the organization in Salt Lake that has, the church claims, 17 million members, is different than a lot of the 70 to 80 spin-off organizations that yeah. all still believe the teachings of Joseph Smith. Mm-hmm. But what's even more troubling about what we're seeing is this movement within the church of people who are still active, faithful members, but are also ascribing to this other the end is near, end times kind of philosophies. It really started back in 2012 with a book called Visions of Glory, mm-hmm. and has really created a groundswell of this end of times folks. And I think it's important to point out that the church is very much not just a faith, but it's also a culture. And it's also a very insulated culture where people operate within the LDS bubble. They work with other people who are LDS, and they employ LDS members, and their kids go to seminary and to school and to BYU. And so we have many generations who've been inculcated into this LDS culture, and they're in the bubble. Mm-hmm. And I think it makes it easier for them to take that next step into that sort of magical thinking of, we're God's chosen people. We're the only ones who have the answer. Everyone else is in distortion, in authenticity, however you want to phrase it these days. We're the only ones that really have the true answer. Mm-hmm. Once you get there, once your mindset gets there, then I think it's pretty easy to buy into that magical thinking of yeah. the end times are near, I'm a goddess, I'm an exalted person, I've been called by God to lead the 144,000, whatever it, wherever they are on that spectrum.
Yeah.
But I think what I've discovered is that while Laurie and Chad had this sort of little cult group that was really in its infancy and was really just a handful of people, they were a sliver of a much larger movement within the church. And I would not be surprised in the next, say, 10 years to see another major schism within the LDS church, because I think it's coming. Yeah.
It's scary to think about more Laurie and Chads out there, but I think it might be inevitable when people go down those roads. They start believing that this was the right thing. Because if you look at Laurie and Chad, I don't think they willingly thought, let's go kill our kids. They thought they were doing the right thing for religious reasons. And I mean, hell, she thinks they have better jobs now in heaven or something.
So absolutely.
It's like, if that's what you subscribe to and that's what you can completely believe wholeheartedly, you're not on planet Earth anymore. So when we're looking for justice, and that's always the term that's thrown around with characters like this, are you getting justice when the person that you're trying to seek justice on can't comprehend it, can't feel it, has no idea what's even going on? Because no matter what, they're going to think they're right, and they're not going to feel any of the pain or the shame or anything of pointing out their misdeeds, because at the end, they were doing it for God, and that trumps everything.
That they're answering to a higher authority.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, we're seeing this, the Jody Hildebrand and Ruby Frankie case, the most recent case with the young boy, Blaise Thibodeau, that was kidnapped and taken, headed for Canada.
Yeah.
The Tim Ballard case with Tim Ballard, who was supposedly rescuing children out of human trafficking. Mm-hmm. All of those cases have a connection to that movement.
Yeah.
Every one of those cases has a connection to that we're in the end times movement, and they are all interconnected with the LDS mental health system. And that's troubling too.
I think using the word health. In that sentence is, it's like health.
And what we're seeing is that church leadership only seemed to be one click away from removed from these teachings. Mm-hmm. For example, there is a man who is a BYU professor. Mm-hmm. His name is Abraham Gileadi, and he endorses all of these folks who espouse this end of days theology. And the church endorses him. He's a professor. Mm-hmm. Now, they're just one little separation away from actually endorsing all that thought themselves. They've distanced themselves from it as much as they can.
Yeah.
But really, they're not that far away from what this movement is trying to. The church leadership tend to try and nuance things.
Yeah.
And so they try and take this more nuanced approach. But at the heart of it, they're not that far removed from what Laurie and Chad taught, from what taught in Visions of Glory, from what Jody Hildebrand was teaching. All of those teachings are really embedded in LDS doctrine.
Yeah, it's a boiling pot of water with the lobster on the inside. They don't realize that they're else, and it's not such a far stretch when, well, that's just right outside of what we're thinking. That applies to, and then the goalposts just keep going and everyone gets boiled in the end.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, I always liken it to if LDS doctrine is midnight, Laurie and Chad were 1201.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, very close.
We're just not that far off from what is being taught by the mainstream church.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really unfortunate, because I don't really want to denigrate the church.
No.
There are so many lovely, faithful people for whom the church is important. It's their life. They thrive in the social milieu of the church, and they do lovely, wonderful work. I lived in Mesa, Arizona for several years, and which has a large LDS population. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, they were great neighbors.
Sure, without a doubt. I know many too, and I have no problem with the thing that I would say, as with any organization, I don't care if it's LDS, if it's Catholic, if it's Lutheran, insert religion here, insert religious group here. If you realize and you can see that there's some smoke somewhere in this building and there's a fire somewhere, it's on you, if you're one of the good ones, to go put that out and not continue to allow those sort of things to fester and turn into something horrible that will end up taking down the rest of the unit with you. And I think it's a time where those that are, you know, reputable, respectable, and want to stand up for their beliefs and good morals to do so. It's not a time to sit back and go, oh, that's so far away from what we preach. It's not. It's really not.
Right.
And there needs to be some accountability. And that's I think, part of being a part of anything. Stand up. If something's wrong, raise your hand and work to fix it, because there's something wrong right now.
And I think you're right. I think it is incumbent on those people who are faithful to the church to stand up and say, this is not what we believe, mm-hmm. and this is not what we condone. Yeah. And like any organization, I think it's easy to say, oh, I'll let somebody else do that.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.